Good afternoon. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you are listening to Storage Media Group's weekly podcast. This week, I'm in studio with Ed Hannon. He's going to take you through this week's top headlines across all of our websites. But before then, I'll talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Dave is talking to us live from our DC bureau. Dave, how are you?
I'm great today.
Well, I'm glad to get you on the phone because I want to talk to you about Avier. I want to dive right in there and find out about their AOS, the Avier operating system upgrade. This has a lot to do with NAS acceleration. Tell me what they did.
Well, with Avier, what they traditionally do with their FXT devices is accelerate NAS. Basically, they use solid state and DRAM flash to cache data and make file data perform faster on NAS devices. So what they've done with the 3.0 software release is they've given their product more data management capabilities. Their namespace now, the global namespace, will have more control over data on NAS filers because the Avier works with other people's NAS. They don't really use their own products for primary storage. They just accelerate a NetApp or an EMC NAS file or something like that. So now they can help delete and create data. They can do replication, both sync and asynchronous replication, features they call flash mirror and flash move. So they have more control over the data on the NAS instead of just accelerating performance.
So this would include moving data to the cloud also, right, along with allowing load balancing and the ability to migrate data to a new core filer?
Yes, that's right. You can move it to a new filer or you can move it to the cloud as well, yes.
Thanks, Dave. And speaking of the cloud, EVault announced this week that the company's cloud DR service will offer what they call a guaranteed cloud recovery option. Now, Dave, they're talking about restoring data within 4 hours. A couple of questions for you. First off, how impressive is the four-hour window?
Well, the previous quickest they could do was 24 hours. So, for mission-critical data, you don't want to wait a day. So 4 hours, that's key because it opens the door for them to be used by people with mission-critical data, and they have to be able to get it back quickly. Now, 4 hours, some people are doing, more immediate, even faster restores from disasters in the cloud. There's a company called Quorum Labs that sells appliances for SMBs that they do like a hybrid appliance and cloud service, and they say, they can get it back within an hour. I mean, they call it immediate, but it's like an hour, and they say, they're like laughing at EVault saying, 4 hours. That's like having a pizza delivered and you get it tomorrow. So, it's relevant to what data you need, but, we're certainly seeing, the cloud really help with disaster recovery.
Okay, so is cloud-based DR, is it actually going to shake up all the traditional ways we've been doing DR in the bigger picture?
Yeah, it could because, you no longer have to put, the same hardware you have on site off on a, off-site at another location so you can make sure that you have all your data stored there. Virtualization helps, too, because, virtual servers make it easier to put your data on the cloud because you don't need the same physical hardware, but the cloud certainly is a big play here, and it's also, the cloud also makes it easier for companies to shop around for their best deal with data protection. It's easier to switch than it would be with by loading all the applications and having all the hardware in your data center because the change up there is a big work, and changing all of your backup software can be a pain. So the cloud, it has a lot of people reevaluating their DR.
Okay, Dave, thanks. That's a really interesting angle. I know we'll be talking more to you about it in coming weeks. And just like we do each week, we want to thank you so much for joining us and let you get back to work.
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye. Ed, I'm going to pass it off to you for this week's top headlines.
Thanks, Ellen and Dave. In other storage headlines this week, SearchDataBackup.com reported that laptop backup specialist Druva has upgraded its InSync software to bring its full protection capabilities to smartphones and tablets. With InSync 5.0, Druva can protect data on Apple iOS and Android devices, as well as Windows, Apple, and Linux desktops and laptops. Druva InSync supports backups to an on-premise server or cloud. Administrators can manage backups, bandwidth allotment, and encryption for laptops, smartphones, and tablets from one portal. Druva developed InSync specifically for endpoint backup, an area that traditional backup vendors were slow to embrace. The vendor uses deduplication and WAN optimization to speed backups from mobile devices. Druva last year added InSync Cloud, which lets customers backup to the Amazon Web Services cloud. Customers must still choose between on-premise and cloud backup, although company officials said a hybrid approach could still be in the works. SearchStorageChannel.com had news about cloud aggregator Modular Data Protection Services announcing its 360-degree partner program, a turnkey solution for VARs and MSPs to deliver cloud backup services to their customers. In creating the program, Modular DPS marshaled the resources of the Intel Hybrid Cloud Program, Six Fusion Incorporated, a hosted infrastructure provider, and the MSP Excellence Advisory Group. With access to the Intel Hybrid Cloud Program's AppUp Small Business Service, Modular 360-degree partner program members can create for their customers custom combinations of pay-as-you-go server, business software, and a SIGRA-incorporated data protection applications on one physical appliance. The appliance resides at the customer's sites and functions as a cloud gateway. Six Fusion's role in the program is to host data for VARs and MSPs and customers for those VARs and MSPs who choose to use the Six Fusion service. SearchDataBackup.com reported on the Crossroads Systems Strongbox archiving appliance, which some analysts believe is the first product to take advantage of linear tape file system's ability to access file on LTO tape as if they were on disk. Strongbox offers a standard NASA interface supporting NFS and CIFS. The appliance sits in front of a tape library and offers file-level access to the system using LTO5 tape and LTFS. Strongbox comes in two versions. T1 offers 5 terabytes of cache, dual 6 gigabyte SAS ports, or 8 gigabyte fiber channel ports for connectivity to the tape library in a 1U form factor. Crossroads claims that this system offers support for up to 200 million files. The Strongbox T3 offers 14 terabytes of onboard cache, 4 6 gigabyte SAS ports, or 8 gigabyte fiber channel ports for connectivity to the tape library in a 3U form factor. Crossroads claims that the T3 can support 5 billion files, and users can expand capacity with additional external storage. Finally, Search Storage UK reported that London-based IFF Research has deployed Acronis VM Protect 7 to provide virtual machine backup and disaster recovery provision. IFF Research conducts research for a wide variety of private and public sector clients in the UK. Faced with growing amounts of data, the company virtualized 90% of its IT infrastructure in a VMware environment to help cut costs. The company needed a backup and recovery solution to safeguard all its data. Having already deployed Acronis Backup and Recovery 11 Advanced Server to protect its physical IT infrastructure, IFF Research opted for Acronis VM Protect 7 for VMware vSphere servers using ESX hypervisors to complete its backup and recovery strategy. The product carries out agentless backups of virtual machines, and installation took less than 1 hour as there was no need to install the software on each VM. Thanks again for listening to our headlines for the week. Be sure to tune in next week, and as always, you can find all the latest data storage news, trends, and analysis by checking out searchstorage.com, searchdatabackup.com, searchcloudstorage.com, our newest site, searchsolidstatestorage.com, and our Storage Soup and UK Data Buzz blogs at itknowledgeexchange.com.